President Bush did not mention Enron during his speech, but he said corporate America must be made more accountable to employees and shareholders and held to the highest standards of conduct. Enron's collapse remains the focus of both congressional and criminal investigations. NPR's Scott Horsley joins me now. Enron hired a new CEO yesterday, Stephen Cooper. What do you know about him?
Well, Bob, he's a turnaround specialist. This is basically what he does for a living. He goes in and helps to restructure companies that are in bankruptcy. He's been involved in some pretty big Chapter 11 cases, including Sunbeam, Polaroid, and Federated Department Stores, which is the parent company of Macy's. The folks I've spoken to say he's very well regarded in the field. His company, in addition to its management expertise, is skilled in what's called forensic accounting. So creditors may get some help from this firm in understanding just exactly what happened at Enron.
Sounds like you'll be busy.
Enron is certainly going to be a big job for anyone. It's, of course, the biggest corporate bankruptcy in history. But Cooper is certainly maintaining a brave face. He told employees in a company-wide voicemail message yesterday that he's seen worse, and he says he's confident that Enron can come out of bankruptcy, although some observers remain skeptical and think the company will ultimately be liquidated. In any case, Cooper and his company will be able to focus on the sort of day-to-day operations at Enron, while folks like former CEO Kenneth Lay are preoccupied with questions from congressional investigators in the Justice Department.
And there are new questions.
That's right. Representatives Billy Towson and James Greenwood of the House Energy and Commerce Committee have asked Enron to hand over a report that was prepared last spring by a New York law firm, Fried Frank. The document, which we first heard about on Salon.com, was apparently prepared at the request of an Enron attorney, Jordan Mintz, who wanted the firm's opinion of those outside partnerships that Enron was using to keep billions of dollars in debt off of its balance sheet. A source familiar with the law firm's report says that Fried Frank did not find those partnerships to be kosher. Just the fact that Mr. Mintz would have asked for such an outside review suggests that at least someone at Enron had their doubts about the partnerships. We still don't know how widely the law firm's report was circulated in the company, and Representatives Towson and Greenwood have not only asked for the report itself, but also any emails that Mintz or others at Enron might have written in response to them.
And there are more questions about shredding at Enron.
Enron admitted yesterday that it continued to shred documents as recently as the middle of this month, although the company says that the documents that were destroyed were not company financial records, but instead employee payroll and things like that, with Social Security numbers and the kinds of things that might be shredded in the normal course of business. Some of the documents were apparently shredded by a commercial company called Shredco. Enron's attorney said this is nothing out of the ordinary, but at least some folks in Congress are pretty unhappy that documents were still being shredded as recently as mid-January.
Thank you very much. NPR's Scott Horsley.